Live Updates: Trump Holds Mississippi Rally. By Tony Lee on November 1, 2019. President Donald Trump will hold a Friday evening rally in Tupelo, Mississippi, ahead of Tuesday's gubernatorial election between Democrat Jim Hood and Republican Tate Reeves. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 10 p.m. After ripping the mentally violent members of the resistance, Trump asks how Democrats can impeach a president who did nothing wrong. Trump also says Democrats don't seem to have Mitt Romney's, but we do. He says though Republicans have better policies, Democrats are always more vicious and united. 9:50 p.m., Trump claims the wall is going up rapidly and says this is a very serious wall. Trump says he will never apologize to Crazy Nancy for calling MS-13 gangsters animals. Trump now talking about the tents and needles in the best neighborhoods of San Francisco. Go home and fix your district, Trump says, reminding voters that Democrats have never been more extreme than they are today. 9:39 p.m., Trump rips Washington politicians who are disloyal to American workers. He says he's America is not the sucker country anymore under his leadership and talks about how NAFTA/WTO devastated Mississippi's manufacturing base. Trump says nervous Nancy doesn't want to give Americans a victory by bringing up the USMCA trade agreement. He rips the ruling class for feeling entitled to redistribute America's wealth all around the world. He says all that ended when he took the oath of office and says his signature line, "After years of building up foreign nations, we are building up our nation." Trump says it is the job of the military to protect our security and not to be the policemen of the world. "We did not fight them over there only to bring them over here," Trump says, of not wanting to allow limitless refugees. 9:25 p.m., Trump now rips Democrats like Stacey Abrams for wanting to give illegal immigrants more advantages than U.S. citizens and military members. Trump asks the crowd to vote for Reeves if they don't want a far-left Democrat like Hood running the state. Trump is in disbelief that this is a competitive race. He now introduces Reeves, who says Democrats have disrespected Trump since the day he took office and, in doing so, they have disrespected us. He points out that Hood stood with crooked Hillary instead of Trump. Going back to Biden, Trump says it's disgraceful that the press doesn't cover for what it is. It's a payoff. Trump says China does not like him and likes the corrupt Bidens. 8:55 p.m., Trump says Democrats are melting down because Joe Biden's corruption is being called out just like they self-destructed when Hillary Clinton's corruption was called out. Crowd chants, "Lock her up." Trump says he doesn't know who Tulsi Gabbard is, but she is not an agent of Russia. Trump says these are very bad and very dishonest people and the media is worse than all of them. He keeps railing against the preposterous hoax Democrats are now trying to peddle. Trump now goes off on Crazy Arnold, who failed hosting The Apprentice. He says Obama worked harder to defeat him than crooked Hillary and talks about how he defeated the Clinton dynasty, the Bush dynasty, and the Barack Hussein Obama dynasty. He accuses Clinton of trying to take him out with lying, spying and the leaking, and we are kicking their ass. He says in the delusional Democrat fantasy, "I'm now supposed to be afraid of someone called 1% Joe, who Obama brought out of the trash heap." Trump says Biden has gotten slower and slower and will have the lowest rated debates in history if Biden gets the nomination. Trump now mocks Beto, that poor bastard. He says he was pathetic and mocks his flailing arms. He mocks Beto for saying he was born to run and says he made a total fool out of himself. Trump says he came out of Texas as a hot political property and is going back cold. He says Beto was against religion, and you having a gun, and he was against oil. Trump says that's not a good combination in the state of Texas. Trump says hopefully we won't be hearing about him for a long time. 8:52 p.m., Trump praises Republicans for sticking with him, saying Republicans are more unified than ever. Trump says they are coming after him and the GOP because he is fighting for the people. He says his opponents haven't figured out how he won and know they can't beat him in 2020. Trump says they are thinking, "We've got to impeach him because we can't beat him." Trump says the media, Democrats and the deep state are desperate to stop us. Trump says he's draining the swamp and nothing terrifies Democrats than having their spying exposed. 8:51 p.m., Trump says yesterday Democrats voted to potentially nullify the votes of 63 million Americans. Trump says they have been plotting to overthrow the election since he won. 8:50 p.m., Trump says Democrats want to turn America into a country you would not recognize, and we are the ones standing in their way and we will never get out of their way. Trump says impeachment is a dirty word. Trump says his support is at record levels because his voters want to defend him from impeachment. 8:47 p.m., Trump says Democrats have gone completely insane while Republicans are creating jobs and killing terrorists. 8:45 p.m., crowd chants USA. After Trump talks about capturing the number one terrorist in the world. Trump says al-Baghdadi was a savage and a soulless monster and now his reign of terror is over. Trump said America's special forces ended his wretched life and punched out his ticket to hell. Trump says he spent his last moments on earth trembling in fear of America's warriors. Trump says no enemy stands a chance against the righteous might of the U.S. military. Trump says America is winning again and is respected again all over the world. 8:42 p.m., Trump gives an Elvis shout-out in Mississippi. Trump urges voters to elect Reeves on Tuesday to continue the good economic times. He talks up another all-time stock market high under his administration and the lowest unemployment in Mississippi's history. Crowd chants 4 more years. Trump also talks up his record of confirming federal judges, 182 judges, to uphold the Constitution. 8:39 p.m., Trump takes the stage to get the rally started. 8:05 p.m., Trump not yet at the arena. Running a little behind. People who waited days to see Trump still full of energy. 7:45 p.m., crowd packed, 10,000+, at Bancorp South Arena as they await the main event.